your station, 88.9 KETR. It's now time on a Friday morning to speak with Alice Reese to get us prepared for movies this weekend throughout Northeast Texas. Alice, how are you?
Fine.
All right, let's talk about 50-50. This is the one with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen. Joseph Gordon-Levitt has cancer in this one, is that right?
Yes, it's called the Cancer Comedy. He has the big C. They handle this so well. It could have gone really wrong and not worked at all, but it is actually a little gem. Very fine movie, very okay. funny, very heart-rending. He finds he's 27 years old. He's a graphic artist, and he finds out that he has this very strange cancer that's very rare. And he turns to first his girlfriend, who's not much help, and his mother, who just is played by Angelica Houston. She freaks out. And his best friend, who is played by Seth Rogen, you think, what's he doing in this movie? But anyway, he plays Seth Rogen, the usual comic self, and he sees this friend's cancer mainly as a ploy to pick up girls.
So he's embracing this.
Yeah, he is, yeah. And it turns out that and Anna Kendrick, who I did interviews with last week, she plays the counselor, who this is third patient she's ever seen. And she's really at a loss. These other people have been older and a little bit more resigned to things. And this fellow, the character played, his name is Adam Larder, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, is really rebellious and saying, how come this happens to me? And asking all these hard questions she can't answer. And she ends up, pretty well stealing the movie. She's quite good as this inept therapist.
Okay, and it seems like it. Like you said, it has kind of everything. It's got the drama, it's got comedy, and really kind of tugs at your heart, I guess?
Yes, it does.
All right.
And by the way, I should mention it's written by this screenwriter, Will Reiser, who actually is a cancer survivor. So he knows what he's talking about. He really gets it right about the chemo room and things like that. He gets all the dark comedy, all that stuff.
And Seth Rogen works in this role, too?
Yes, he does. Turns out to be, you know, he's his regular out there kind of self, and
right.
he ends up being he's the good friend.
All right,
in his way.
A very odd title in Machine Gun Preacher.
Yes, I also did big time interviews on this week. Everybody came in. This is based on a true story. A man named Sam Childress, who was a biker, an ex-con, a drug addict, really bad guy who. Found religion and became a minister in Pennsylvania, and then he went with some other people from the church to Africa to help do some building, because back in the U.S. he was a contractor. And after he got over there, he ended up getting really involved in literally saving the lives of thousands of children, thousands of people, but especially children, and he built orphanages, and he's done all these really great things. But the thing that makes him a little bit different than most is that when these militias, guerrillas, would come in and try to attack and whatever, he would grab his weapon and go right after them, and he became sort of this righteous Rambo.
Gotcha.
And he's the real thing. I mean, talk about larger than life. I met him a couple of days ago, and he's pretty stunning. Also, Gerard Butler plays him in the movie. He also came in for interviews, as did Michelle Monaghan, who plays Sam Childress' wife.
Okay.
And this is a story you just couldn't make up. It's just, it's inspiring, but it's like, wow, could this really happen? It's just unbelievable.
Does this work for Gerard Butler, then?
Yes, it's really good role for. It's probably, I think, his best role.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And then the final one I haven't heard of, it's called Restless.
This has a couplist, Mia Wasikowska, who's the girl who was in Alice in Wonderland, and she's had several good roles. She plays a beautiful young girl named Annabelle Cotton, who loves nature and draws all kinds of beautiful pictures. And at a funeral, she meets this kid named Enoch, played by Henry Hopper, who happens to be the son of Dennis Hopper, who recently passed away, actor. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that they have this sweet little romance, but she only has 3 months to live. This is another cancer story, and we have several of those this week. But she's just so upbeat and so resigned to it, and he's he's kind of like, I don't know, he's kind of morbidly fascinated with death. Anyway, it's all raised about, this is directed by Gus Van Sant, who did Good Will Hunting and many other very fine movies. And it has some surreal elements because this Enoch character has a best friend, or a friend who turns out to be, well, quite mysterious, who might even be imaginary, named Hiroshi. And anyway, it's very strange, very odd little movie. Not the big ones like Van Zandt's been doing lately, but this is kind of a small independent. But I was attracted to the characters and interested in it.
So some perhaps up-and-coming actors, actresses?
Yes. And Skylar Fist is in it, and she is the daughter of Sissy Spacek. So
well,
kind of like, yeah, a lot of those people.
You've got it in the genes there, don't
yeah.
you? All right, 50-50, Machine Gun Preacher and Restless, good lineup of movies this weekend.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, Alice. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Alice Reese is a movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner and joins us each Friday at this time. Your local newscast coming up in just a few moments. This is your station.